If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey, and renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you gotta return them before you leave the park that day. This is gonna make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and dad's shoulders are gonna thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 108 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on May the 2nd, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Orlando universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I am joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin Kessler.
Peter Mandel.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm always very happy to hear when you're doing good.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Now, folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day. And we want to share that magic with you. So pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete!
Kevin.
How are you?
I'm good. What you got going on?
Not much. I know we just asked, but, like, you know, I find that you can never ask good friends how they are too many times.
Yeah, nothing wrong with some concern.
It's a hard knock life out there, Peter Mandel. So, you know, it's always good to, you know, to inquire. It's always good to care. Be that helping hand. Right?
Right.
Two Men and the Mouse today is brought to you by the letter S and the number 3. It's like a Sesame Street sketch. That's the joke that I was going for there. Okay, folks. So we have got a huge week for you. We're both doing very good because we have got a special guest this week. Coming up a little bit later on in the show for our e-ticket attraction of the week is going to be Aaron Cahill, the host of the 2005 Walt Disney World Vacation Planning DVD, which has a cult following out there, folks. I mean, like, if you've never seen it, I mean, we're going to post a link to it in the show notes as well, because, it is truly fun is the word that I would use to describe it.
I mean, it's my favorite, hands down, of all the planning videos.
Of course. I mean, there's not even a contest. Like, it's like the current ones are like DC movies. And the 2005 one is like a Marvel movie because it's fun.
Yeah, you know, even the ones before that one, they were good. They were better than what we have now, but
yeah,
not as that 2005 is just
because, you know what, the 2005 video, and I'm not going to get into this like a rant about how wonderful it is right now. We'll save that for later in the show, but it's the only one that's all like original footage, because
right.
The other ones have a tendency to just kind of. Like, you see, like, the same people quoting. They're not just interviewing random guests. It's you're following. We'll get to it later. I'm getting slightly ahead of myself.
You are.
I'm just that excited this week. All right. So, are you ready to jump into the news, Peter?
Yeah, let's hear some news.
Yes, the news this week brought to you by Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. And also, folks, the news is compiled, as every week, from pass holder Disney.club, which is the Disney News and Orlando News website that I co-own, reporting on Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, and other Orlando area attractions every single day. We had a big week for pass holder, Pete.
Okay, well, give me some of the news.
Yeah, so here's some of the news. Worldwide news. Ready to go broad?
Yep.
Free dining has returned to Walt Disney World yet again. Did you see this?
I've heard this, yes.
Yes, so people were very excited because the crowds have been so high this last year, I think a lot of people were concerned that free dining was a thing of the past. And I know it's something that we've said on this show repeatedly, that we thought that free dining was going to just kind of fizzle out.
Yeah, I mean, I can't figure out exactly why they're doing it, but no one's complaining. It sounds great.
Yeah. But they announced it. This is for a minimum of 5 nights, 6 day stay. It has to be park ticket with the room as well. So full Disney vacation. So you get the Disney dining plan for free, which is a table service meal, a counter service meal, and a snack per night of your stay. It is on this show. A lot of people are anti-dining plan. On this show, we are very pro-dining plan, and we are very pro free dining plan.
Yeah, hard to turn that down.
Yeah, absolutely. So the dates, August 23rd through October the 1st, so the entire month of September is free dining. November 15th to November 21st, then November 26th through the 28th, and December 10th through the 21st. You can book this through your travel agent, like Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, and you can book it up through July 8th. So they're offering it up through July 8th. After July 8th, you can't book the special anymore. But for people that were already booked with a guy like Dave, they've already done it for you. Your travel agent will pretty much, like, they get notified, like, the day that it comes out, and they are all over it. So.
Right.
So I'm sure Dave had a heck of a day about a week ago when this
was
announced.
Oh, I'm sure he's a busy bee.
Yep. We got some Disney Springs news this week. Disney Springs, the former downtown Disney area, the construction walls have come down around the Springs area, which is like, it basically, I just realized how much space is behind the walls there, Pete. There's a lot of space there, dude. Like, there's a lot. Okay. Like, I never remember there being that much space. The Springs area is just massive. It's where all these, like, retail stores are going to be going. So the town center area is now visible, and this is in preparation for the May 15th opening of the town center area, which is going to feature eateries as well as a bunch of retail stores. Also opening on the 15th is going to be B.B. Wolf Sausage Company and the Daily Poutine, which are over in the marketplace. Over by
I know you're very excited about both of them.
The Daily Poutine. Like, you have no idea how excited I am for the Daily Poutine.
Right.
And Aristocrepes is going to be opening a little bit later on. It's not opening on May the 15th, but it's opening later, I think, in the month. And Aristocrepes is actually themed to the Aristocats.
I heard that. Sounds awesome.
So cool. So cool. Fulton's Crab Shack. Did you hear the big news about Fulton's?
No, tell me.
Not coming back.
Really?
Well, it's coming back with a new name, and it's going to be completely revitalized. Now, a lot of these older eateries, because there's so many new places coming into the Disney Springs area, they have to kind of up their game or they're going to be left in the dust. So Fulton's right. Crab House, which, you know what? A lot of people like it, I think, because of just, you know, how nice it looks. It's a crab house on a boat. Sometimes it gets kind of a bad rap, Peter Mandel.
You know I don't like it.
Yeah, I know that you're not a fan of the Fultons, but it's coming back. It's going to be called Paddlefish. It's going to also feature a rooftop lounge, an outdoor bar, and it's going to be themed to modern yachting.
Okay.
It'll be reopening fall of 2016, so expect a full report.
I can't wait.
Water park news. Blizzard Beach. Blizzard Beach continues to have these issues. We have received word that Slush and Gusher and Summit Plummet are once again remaining closed.
Hmm.
Now, these two water slides have had issues since 2013, actually, fall of 2013.
Okay.
So it clearly is not an easy fix because it's gone down for refurbishment 3 times and they still haven't fixed it.
Right. Again, I
know
this doesn't, question,
this doesn't
would
really
you
affect
go there?
You. It doesn't really affect you. But honestly, when Blizzard Beach is back up and running, I am actually planning this summer on going to Blizzard Beach at least once.
Okay.
I mean, partly because of the 2005 Disney Vacation Planning DVD, because they look like they have so much fun in the water parks.
Yeah, they really did like that.
Yeah. Magic Kingdom news. Ready for that?
Yep.
Remember this after hours event, this 3-hour event that costs $150 and you get a free ice cream treat and a soft drink?
Yeah, you're going to do that too, right?
No. But if I wanted to do it, I probably could do it more easily now because they have... So basically, the rumor that went around was that the first night of this had about 1,000 people in attendance. Only 300 of them were paid.
Wow.
Yeah. That is the rumor. Again, rumor. Disney has not confirmed those numbers, but that's kind of what was going around. They opened it up. They opened it up to DVC members for free. Because like nobody was spending this $150. They have just announced that for the remaining dates, the after hours event will be half price for DVC members and annual pass holders. So $75, a bit more reasonable than $150.
But would you even would you even think about going?
No, honestly, I'm not going to spend $75 to go into a park that I have an annual pass to. I don't care if the lines are short or not.
Right, right.
They're like, oh, you can walk right onto Peter Pan, and I'm just like, yeah, but I'm not. I don't care about Peter Pan enough to pay $150. Like, if I want to go on Peter Pan, I'll fast pass it.
Right.
You know. Epcot news: Trade Nation, the band in the Canada Pavilion, has left Epcot.
Okay.
They're donezo. They have not announced a replacement for them yet.
Are they bringing back the Lumberjacks?
No, they are not bringing back the Lumberjacks. This is kind of like following what Disney's been doing lately with Epcot World Showcase Entertainment, in that you're not seeing like long term bands like who am I thinking of? Everyone's screaming at their device right now. Off Kilter.
Right.
You're not seeing like long term bands like Off Kilter anymore. You're seeing like acts that kind of come in, they play for a few months, and then they get out. How do you feel about that?
I was just going to ask you that. I mean, I'm a creature of habit, so I kind of like going there and seeing something familiar. But, I mean, a great case could be made for, you know, seeing something new when you go. Especially for you, a local. I mean,
you know,
seeing something new every couple months sounds good.
You know what, though? Like, I would have loved to have been able to go see Off Kilter whenever I wanted.
Right.
I love Off Kilter. And you know what? The thing is, I never really got to experience Off Kilter when they were there.
Really?
Yeah, no, I never really like paid attention to it. And then like people were raving about it when they left, and I went on Off Kilter's like official website and listened to some of their music, and I was like, "Oh, this is amazing."
Yeah, it's great.
So, now I'm like kicking myself. You know the one band that I do like that has been there for a while and looks like it's not going anywhere anytime soon is British. I've said it before on the show, British Revolution is wonderful.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoy them.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things.
Did we? You know what? I'm not. I don't know if I remember from last week. Did we talk about the new bar in the Canada Pavilion?
No.
Okay, so there is a new bar in the Canada Pavilion, Peter Mandel, and I am the only one to notice it.
Okay.
Literally, I posted this on Passholder. We were the only news organization to report on this. Walt Disney World Chip and Company. Chip and Company picked it up later on and quoted us in their article, but we broke the story because you know me, I got to go into Northwest Mercantile to get my my ketchup flavored potato chips.
Of course,
I'm not even kidding about that.
No, I know.
Have you ever had them?
No, are they good?
A revelation. I love. Okay. Them. I love them, love them, love them. But then I'll typically walk through, like after I make my purchase, I'll then continue to walk through Northwest Mercantile. You got the second room, which always had like your Tim Hortons coffee and stuff like that, and the chocolates and that kind of stuff. And then you had the final room, which had like nightgowns and like hockey jerseys and things like that. Well, the hockey jerseys have been moved into the second room, where like the Timmy Hose and chocolate stuff have been moved into the final room, which has been converted into Trading Post refreshments, Peter Mandel. So you got Canadian beer being served there, you have Canadian iced wine, and you have those snacks that you can purchase, like the chocolates and stuff that you can purchase.
Okay.
They also have non-alcoholic beverages, Coke, Coke products, obviously, and bottles of water. But they've also recently added, they've added a permanent sign outside that says Trading Post Refreshments, and they've added tables and chairs right outside of Northwest Mercantile.
Nice.
So now it's like a nice little spot to, you know, I've actually, being a local, I've kind of taken to getting my cardio in at Epcot lately.
That's a great idea, by the way.
Yeah, World Showcase is 1.2 miles around.
Right.
So I will typically go like in an early evening, and I will do usually from where I park, from the car two World Showcases, half a mile. So half a mile there, then two laps around 1.2 miles. At the end of the first lap, I will stop in the Canada Pavilion to use the water fountain there, because the water fountain there is actually, like, has some water pressure to it, and it's cold.
Right.
Maybe take a seat in one of those tables for a second, and then keep going. You do the other 1.2 miles, and then I reward myself at the end, Peter Mandel, with the three Caballeros. Because I end in Mexico.
That's pretty cool.
And then another half mile back to the car. So I've done almost, I think, 4 miles at that point.
And then you stock up on Japanese candy.
Of course. I'm only human.
Right.
And, you know, get a churro on the way out, and then you're good. But, yeah, so adding the seating area there is actually pretty clutch. Like, there's not a lot of places in World Showcase for you to sit.
No, you're totally right about that.
I think it definitely is a plus for the Canada Pavilion.
And it sounds like maybe, you know, not everybody knows about it yet.
No, well, now people know about it because we just said it. But yeah, I was shocked. I was the only news organization to report on it.
Hmm. That is weird.
Honestly, I feel like I'm the only person sometimes that pays attention to the Canada Pavilion.
And now you love Canada.
Yeah, my girlfriend X, because, you know, my mystery girlfriend.
Right.
She was telling me, like, when I was like, oh, they added new tables and chairs I got to write about. She goes, that's not news. And I'm like, oh, I bet you it's news. It's the top rated, not top rated, but like top trending story on Passholder right now. So, meh.
It's Canada. Of course it's news.
Yeah, of course. Canada, eh? You know, stop in there, have a nice moose head lager, take a load off. You know, just like to put the tables and chairs out there for you, eh? It's a good day when I get to use my Canadian accent, Pete.
I know, and I can almost understand it. It's good.
Almost. It's getting there. It doesn't sound quite as Scottish anymore.
I know. Yeah, you're really getting the true Canada.
Yeah, it's getting better, you know, from the true north, eh? You sound like a Newfie. That's someone from Newfoundland. Right. In Disney's Animal Kingdom, DAC news, we've got we have new images of some of the nighttime additions to Pandora, the World of Avatar.
Okay.
Did you see these?
I did.
Yeah, they showed some of the bioluminescent flower foliage, like flowers and whatnot, and flora, and the light up ground that's going to be lighting up as you walk on it,
which I'm very excited about.
That is so cool. And, like,
I know,
from, you know, from my like from where I live, like from my condo complex, I can see Everest off in the distance, and I can see the cranes that are building Pandora. So I'm wondering if they're going to build up like that mother tree, like, so big that I'm going to be able to see it.
It's interesting.
I actually realized, I'm pretty sure I could see Tower of Terror as well, and I could see the very top of Spaceship Earth, so I could see, you know, three of the icons.
No castle?
No, I can't see the castle. Though, my business partner for Passholder, Jamie, he just moved to Texas, but before he moved, he told me that he's like, oh, you know, I live behind the Magic Kingdom. And he gave me, like, the address to go to his place. So I figure he means, like, you know, in the general area of the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Oh, no, Peter Mandel. He lived behind the Magic Kingdom. Like, his apartment building was next to the cast member parking lot.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Like, literally, you would step out of his old apartment and make a right, and there's Cinderella Castle.
Okay.
You could watch Wishes from there.
That's pretty neat.
Isn't that neat?
I wonder if the rent was crazy.
Yeah, for down here, it was pretty high. He was telling me, like, I said to him, I was like, you realize you have a better view of Wishes than Golden Oak, right? And they paid $2 million.
Yeah.
It was a great, great view. Like, when I was driving over there, I saw, like, a Haunted Mansion maid walking to work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which, like, in my, like, there's lots of cast members that work, that live in my area, too. Like, I saw a Jungle Cruise skipper the other day, like, coming home from work, like, in the parking lot, like, where I live. I've seen Fairy Godmothers in training and Mouse Gear employees, like, all, like, in my general area. Okay, so ready for Disney's Hollywood Studios news.
Yep.
Sponsored, of course, by thecookandwookie.com for all your recipe needs. Check out thecookinwookie.com. The Earful Tower is no more, Peter Mandel.
That's a bummer.
Did you see that?
Did they sell it on eBay?
No, they did not. I'm shocked they didn't, like break it down and, like, sell pieces of it. I would probably buy, like, a locket with a piece of the Earful Tower in it.
Of course.
Totally would. But, I mean, The big news is not that it's gone, because we knew that it was going. The big news is how quickly they got rid of it. Peter Mandel, I went to Walt Disney World, and I left, and it was there. I went back the next morning. It was gone. They took it. They got rid of that big, huge water tower overnight.
Oh, I heard they were going to use like a shrink ray on it.
Honestly, they might have, or like just like hit it with like an evaporation, like a vaporizer or something like that, because like it was, I've never seen something that big be gone so fast.
Right.
I was in complete shock. And that is the news this week.
Well, that's some good news.
Good news this week.
Not the Eiffel Tower, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously not that, but. Right. Okay, so folks, what we're going to do now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be back with Aaron Cahill, our special guest, in our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned, folks. More Two Men and the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier and makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
He gave them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weikert autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weikert.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. Do you want to embrace the inner gourmet in your life? Do you tire of a life of hot dogs, ramen noodles, and Pop-Tarts? Do you long to wow your loved ones with homemade delicious meals and chuck that kid cuisine in the trash? Well, good thing we've got thecookinwookie.com. The Cookin' Wookie is a food and recipe blog designed to walk you through recipes that will dazzle your dinner table. Tim Elbing is our Wookie host, and he will take you on a culinary journey that will make you and all of your dinner guests thankful at your next Life Day feast. So let the Wookie win your loyalty, folks, and head over to thecookinwookie.com. That's thecookinwookie.com. Fire up your oven, and may the forks be with you.
Do you like the Disney parks? I do too. So does my little sister. That's why we started a podcast about them. Hi, I'm Dimitri Ravanis. The name of our show is The Extra Magic Hour. You can hear new episodes each and every Thursday here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, in addition to telling you what we love about the parks and doling out some news and tips, we'll do something a little different. We'll tell you what we hate about the parks, where the mouse can improve, and we'll do some fighting. Well, not fighting. We call it friendly debate. Things that Disney fans have been debating and arguing about forever and ever. You'll hear them played out in real time between a brother and a sister every Thursday right here on the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Hello, I'm Storybook Julius, the White Dragon Podcast Network's resident Canadian and the host of Storybook Radio, a Walt Disney World and Universal Studios podcast appearing every Wednesday here on WDPN. Walt Disney was a storyteller, and well, so am I. Now, I'm not saying that I'm as cool as Walt Disney or anything, but I'm saying that if you're looking for a unique take on the Walt Disney World and Universal Studios theme parks, with immersive looks at their stories, backstories, and histories, you've come to the right place. Head on over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic to subscribe to and download the Storybook Radio podcast each and every Wednesday. You can also check out www.storybookradio.com for more details and more content.
This week's e-ticket attraction is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. For all your stroller and crib rental needs while at Walt Disney World, check out kingdomstrollers.com. Folks, traditions are a big part of all of our Disney vacations. We all have those certain things that we do before a trip to get psyched for it, whether it's a book that you read, whether it's old home videos that you watch, or whether it is what we're going to discuss today, which is actually something that I found that really kind of brought Pete and I together in our friendship and our bonding over Disney, and that is the 2005 Walt Disney World Vacation Planning video, the free DVD that Disney would give out to aid you in planning your vacation. So they've all been kind of cut and dry. They've all been kind of the same kind of formula. Pete, how would you describe the majority of them?
They get cookie cutter.
They're straightforward, the cookie cutter. But yeah. There was this one magical year where all of a sudden we just got this like super fun, super spunky, super informative, like almost like a mini like movie or television show that actually kind of fit in more like what you would see like on the TV in your resort room than what you normally would just get for free in the mail. And I think that has to do mostly with the special people that were in it. So for the first time, it wasn't just a disembodied voice telling us like the Magic Kingdom was built in 19, you know, like it was four friends having a good time. And that bonding, it's what we all do in Walt Disney World, and there's a reason why this video has the cult following that it has. And one of those very important reasons is here with us today, and that is the host of the 2005 Walt Disney World Vacation Planning DVD, Aaron Cahill. Welcome to Two Men and the Mouse, Aaron.
Thanks, guys. Hi.
Hey. So, I mean, like, right off the bat, like, when we were talking kind of beforehand, it seemed like, were you aware that this video has such a following in the Disney fandom?
I had no idea.
Really?
That, and it's funny because I've met people who've liked it or recognized me from it. And, you know, it's always so flattering, but I had no idea it had a following.
It does. It like, Pete.
I know it sounds crazy, but I can remember the day that I gave Kevin a copy of this. I'm like, you have to watch this.
Yep. You know what? It's so funny because like it was before Two Men and the Mouse was ever a twinkle in our eyes.
It was a decade before.
Yeah, it was like a decade before. So I was planning a trip in 2009, and I had ordered the 2009 video. And Pete was like, Kev, you need to watch this one. And he hands this to me. And I took it home and I watched it. And it was so much fun. And it looked like it was so much fun to film. And I think that was really the most important
thing. Aw. Okay, first of all, guys, thank you. And secondly, it was really, really one of those amazing experiences in life. And I've been so lucky and I've done so much, you know, work. And I've just been really, really lucky. And I've had a lot of great experiences. But that one, there really is nothing like being paid to work to be behind the scenes at Disney for two or three weeks. I don't even remember exactly. It's like a dream. It's like a dream come true. And now whenever I go to Disney, it's like it's a little hard because you can't, it's kind of like flying first class and then going back to coach, and you're like, and you're like, I'm still on the plane. This is still awesome. But I know what's impossible.
Right. But, so I guess, like, to just kind of rewind a little bit before the video, like, was Disney a big part for you? I know you said you grew up in New York, right?
Yeah, no, I grew up in Virginia actually, my family is mostly in New York.
Okay.
So, and I went back and forth to New York my whole life. But yeah, I got to tell you guys. So, me getting that job was like this amazing piece of fate, because ever since I was, 16 maybe, 15 maybe, we would go to Disney World every year.
Ah.
So we did that for 4 or 5 years running. And it was, it's one of the best places in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with Disney World. And Disneyland is great, but I love Disney World.
There we go. See, Pete, she agrees with me.
I am a New Jersey guy, but I got to tell you, I do love the charm of Disneyland. So they're different.
They are different, and I love Disneyland. Don't get me wrong. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock and appall you.
Okay.
I know that I'm failing at this particular duty as a missus. My fiance's never been to Disneyland.
Oh my gosh!
Live in California?
Right. Oh yeah, we live an hour from Disney. So I will take him someday so he can behold the magic that is Disney.
Are you thinking about turning the car around right now?
I'm thinking about turning the car around right now. I know, right? I can't believe I've never brought him. I will. I definitely will bring him one day. But I was a huge fan of Disney World when I got this job. So to me, it was like, what? Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. Like, thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Whatever you choose to believe in. Like, thank you, powers that be, to allow me to go and work at Disney. And the best part was, my sister was turning 18. And all she wanted for her 18th birthday was to go skydiving. And I am not comfortable with the idea of my sister jumping out of a plane because I love her too much. So I used the ancient art of distraction, and instead I flew her to Disney. So she came and hung out, and she got to experience kind of like what I was experiencing for a few days. So it was like this magical trip kind of all the way around the board.
Now, when you would go like in your teen years to Disney, did you guys have like a home resort? Like, okay, this is where we stay. Was on property up, or did you like hop around?
We would always stay at the Swan. Do you guys remember the Swan?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So we would always stay at the Swan because we went for a this acting convention. It was called the American Model and Talent Convention, AMTC. That used to be there back in the day. It's called something else now, and it's a bit of a different thing. But we would go for that, and that was where, people would say is the Swan. So we would go, and we would just do Disney World and the Animal Kingdom. That's which great. The safari at the Animal Kingdom is like one of my favorite things in the world.
But now, correct me, from the first time you worked with Disney was not this video. That Power Rangers was technically your first Disney job, right?
Well, when we did it, it wasn't Force. Disney.
Oh, okay. Right. For some reason, I thought that that was like one of the last series that Saban put out before it reverted. It went over to Disney.
I think we were right before the change.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Saban. That man is so smart.
Yes. Yes, he is. Because now he's got it all back and he's putting out an awesome looking movie.
You remember when the whole thing happened? He sold it to Disney for, I don't remember the exact number. Let's call it $3 million or something, mm-hmm. or $30 million, whatever the number was. Bought it back from Disney for a fraction of that.
Yeah,
like they sold it back to him for way less than what they paid. It's genius. He's a genius.
Because I feel like Disney didn't really know what to do with the franchise because
It's kind of a rare circumstance, right, where Disney didn't maximize the property.
Well, because nobody's going to out Saban.
Right.
And, like, Disney was at the point where they were rerunning, like, they reran the Mighty Morphin season 1 year. But not to get off on a Power Rangers tangent. So Power Rangers comes for you first. How does the door then open for the audition for the – did you have to, like, audition for the planning DVD, or did someone see you and call you?
Well, like I said, the Power Rangers wasn't Disney. So to me, I had never worked with Disney before. And I ended up working with Disney later on Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Which was super amazing. Chapter 3. I replaced Piper Perabo. So that was really fun to work with them in this capacity and then work with Disney. And they weren't related at all. The two jobs were completely unrelated. To this day, I don't even know if the producers know I did the planning video, which is funny. I guess I should have mentioned that to them. But, but yeah, I got the DVD just auditioning. Here's what happened. I was going to my commercial agent. And I don't even think you know this, babe. I was going to my commercial agent, and I was in the elevator, and I was just in a really good mood and just being myself and just talking to everybody. And this guy in the elevator goes, obviously you're an actor, but do you do hosting? I was like, no, never thought about it. He was like, you have to let me represent you. You have to be a host. And the DVD was like one of my very first hosting auditions, if not my first.
Wow. That's like that's like the David Boreanaz story of like getting discovered walking his dog. Like, so you're just in the elevator and then someone's like, hey, you should be a host.
Yeah. Okay. Really, really how it happened. It really came about me.
What is an audition for something like that consist of? Was it like reading like lines that you would eventually do? Where was it also?
It was here somewhere in Los Angeles. I don't remember exactly. And yeah, it's just kind of like any other audition, you know. You try and do the best you can with the dialogue. This one in particular, I mean, you saw how much we talked in mm-hmm. it, and how much, like, you know, there was a lot of, explaining about things. And I worked really hard on it, actually. And the producers were so sweet. They were like, you know, you're so prepared. Because I would go every night, I would go home and I would make note cards. And I would study the note cards so that when I showed up on set the next day, I was completely off book so that we would save time and just have fun. So it was like, it was really fun. The producers were really, it was great. Cause I'm a little workhorse. So I loved right. it. I loved working that hard and they loved the fact that I worked so hard. So,
you know, I think it comes through because like, you know, there's so many like in the bonus features and stuff. Cause my girlfriend and I recently like watched through everything to like just kind of prep. And so there's lots of just you at a green screen, like talking about what things cost, but you manage to keep the energy up and you keep it moving to the point where like you never falter. Like the viewer never falters with that.
Aw, thank you, darling. Yeah, it was more dialogue than normally when you do hosting but a lot of times there's a teleprompter. Right. And there was none of that. It was all, we just had to memorize it all, which was, you know, really great. A few years ago, I got worried about my mental acuity because I feel like, you know, the iPhone dumbing down is humanity. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this, I would love a challenge like that again, where I get just big chunks of dialogue like that to remember.
Right.
We should remake that video. We need to start a petition.
How great would it have been?
Now, like, I got to tell you guys something.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, what's funny is that they were going to have me back because the producers and the director, it just went so well. And we had so much fun and we became like this little family. And they were like, okay, great. We want you to come back next year. And next year rolled around and they were like, Aaron, we're so sorry. Everybody loves you, but there's one higher up at Disney that just thinks you're too perky. And at the time I was so young and like my little heart broke. I mean, I was devastated. I cried.
Too perky for Disney?
I know, right? But listen to this. This is like it really renewed my faith in like my path and like that life's looking out for you even when it doesn't look like it at the time. Mm-hmm. Because when I would have been gone filming that, I booked my first or my second technically because of Power Rangers, but my first series regular on a big network sitcom. So if I had been gone doing the DVD, I wouldn't have gotten my first sitcom. So it was like this bittersweet, like, oh, my heart broke and I was so sad and I was really wanting to go back to Disney and I had such an amazing experience. But then at the end, I ended up calling them and be like, guys, cause they were upset too. They were really upset. The director, especially. But I called them and I was like, guys, tell that person, whoever they were, that I said, thanks. You know, because everybody was like, they were so sweet. They so had my back and it was kind of like a little bit of an uproar. But I'm really grateful with how that turned out. And I think about that sometimes in this business, you know, when I don't get what I want, I think, oh, well, that's all right, because something is around the corner that's way better. I mean, not way better, but that's way meant to be part of my path, you know?
Right, absolutely.
So that's a funny
that
story.
That next video was not good either. Do you remember that one, Kevin?
Yes, yeah, it was not good.
I never saw it.
Yeah.
The next one.
So when did you meet, like, because one of the things that everyone loved in this is that, like, you guys bonded so well. It was you, Luke, Dave, and Stacy. And so, like, when did you guys, like, meet? Like, how far in advance before filming did you meet? Was it, like, the day you started filming? Or, like, did you have time to bond beforehand?
Oh, yeah. I think we met, like, on the job.
Okay.
We might have had a day or two of rehearsal or, you know, I think they might have done, like a dinner when we got there. But really, it was on the job. And we just loved each other. Like, we cried when we left.
You know, it's so refreshing to hear you say that, because everybody, like, I feel like everybody just kind of had the sense that, like, you guys were actual, like, friends, because, like, it really kind of came across like that. So much so that there's, like, this weird, like, in, like I live 10 minutes from Disney World. And so, like, I have Disney friends. Like, my group of friends and I, we love to go to Disney. And this video is, like, a huge thing with my friends. And they actually talk about it like it's the show Friends. Like, oh, you're so the Aaron of our group, or you're so the Dave of our group. Like, by the way, I'm the Aaron of our group.
Oh my gosh, stop. I love that.
I am 100% the Aaron of our group.
Thank you.
But yeah, like, you know, and that was the other beautiful thing about this, is that it kind of, like, it brought together all of the, like, facets of Disney fandom. You were talking about big groups. Luke was the adrenaline junkie. Dave was lazy. And Stacy was the mom. Like, it all kind of came together so well and just formed this, like, perfect little, like, just this perfect environment for Disney fans.
Thanks. Yeah.
If you had jumped on here and told us that you four actually really hated each other and there was all sorts of drama, we would just be sitting here devastated.
Oh, completely devastated.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? That would be hysterical. No, we actually, we got along so well. We kept in touch for years. I mean, I haven't talked, we kind of lost touch because people moved and different things, but we all got along and just adored each other. And they're as wonderful as they seem on the video.
Oh, good. That, you know, that's another one of my questions is, like, I know you guys had a script to follow, but, like, how much of your real person, because it seemed to me, like, just from, like, talking to you now, it seems like the person you see on the video is the person that you are. Like, how much of your real personalities got to kind of shine through as opposed to, like, playing a character?
I gotta say, it really was our personalities. That's why they hired us. Mm-hmm. So they really let us be us, and they, they would, like, cater things around us. And although Dave wasn't lazy at all, he's hysterical.
Yeah.
I think Lukey, I don't know. They definitely let us be us. I mean, they definitely told us what to say, but they did let us be us, and they definitely let us have as much fun as we could possibly have. I keep saying it, but it was a golden, golden experience.
The fact that you just called him Lukey just, like, made my heart.
Yeah, that's,
like,
great.
Aww.
So now when you, like, obviously there's a script, like, you have to stick to the script, but there are lots of moments where, like, it's, like, just, like, there are these little in-between shots of you guys, like, in a gift shop or something like that. Like, are you ad-libbing at that point, or are they telling you, like, what to say? Like, in those little interim moments.
Gosh, I honestly don't remember. I mean, I'm sure they let us ad-lib a little bit. I mean, there are certain, like, when we were doing, like, you know, rides and experiences and things like that, right, we definitely got to just ad-lib and enjoy and, but yeah, I'm sure they let us ad-lib some of it. I'm trying to remember. Isn't that funny that I can't remember?
It's 11
Plus,
years.
Plus, I haven't seen
it's 11 years ago.
Yeah, you guys, I haven't seen it in, I mean, a decade.
I'm going to email you the YouTube clip once we're off so you can watch it again. It's on
YouTube
in its entirety.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Okay, can you please email that to me also, because I think my fiance needs to see it.
110% I will email that to you when we're done.
Thanks, guys.
But the so now you guys are recording while the parks are open, right?
Oh yeah.
So now, did you have any issues with, like, guests kind of interfering with the shot, or like you know?
No, they would always have a team to kind of protect us, like, not protect us, but protect the shooting and
right.
Keep people, you know, kind of clear the space for us. So no, that was never a problem. It was just so cool to be able to like ride the rides over and over, or, you know, go swimming with the sharks, or do all the things that, you know, that I might not have done otherwise. And just with unlimited access, it was, you know, and like being able to go early before the parks open or stay late after the parks close.
Right.
It's just
that's
awesome.
Got to be like something as an actor where it's like, okay, we need another take of you guys coming down the water slide. Like, oh, shucks. Like, let me get back up there. Right.
Yeah. I know. We literally probably 10 times a day would be like, best job ever.
did you guys get to stay? Like, did they put you up at a Disney resort while you were filming?
Yes. Oh, we totally stayed on property. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to remember which one we stayed at. I can't remember. Yeah. Sorry about that. I can't remember which one. Gosh.
Was it one of the Magic Kingdom ones, or was it like, do you remember which tier, like whether it was deluxe, value, or moderate?
I hope it was a good one.
Yeah. I would hope that they weren't sticking you in like All-Star Music.
No. Is there something maybe called the Georgian? It was like blue and white and like old timey looking, like a French Quartery kind of feel to
was
it.
Oh, was it Port Orleans French Quarter?
Yeah.
Oh my God, how funny. It might've been.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it had to be.
Yeah. It had to be Port Orleans then.
I just remember that it was really fun, and we used to go into each other's rooms and play poker, but we were right in the, like at one of the Disney hotels.
If it was
magical.
Port Orleans too, then that means you were like right by downtown Disney, which at the time had all those clubs and bars and stuff like that too. So that must have been nice to be near.
Wait, did they change downtown Disney? It doesn't have
downtown Disney
stuff anymore?
Yeah, downtown Disney is now Disney Springs. The Pleasure Island section is gone.
Yeah, it's radically different now.
What?
When you're here in November for that Power Rangers convention, you need to stop in to see what's changed.
I mean, I am mystified. Yeah, I haven't been in years. I mean, I think the DVD was the last time I've been to Disney.
Oh wow, so 11 years since Disney World.
Yeah, I know.
That's
and I really miss it.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, like I used to go like 4 years and I'd be like getting the itch. Now I live 10 minutes away, so I go like every day, but not bragging or anything, but
I love that.
Did you see a lot of, like, were you amazed, like, as someone who went a lot, were you amazed by a lot of the backstage stuff that you got to see going on? Like, did you guys get to go, like, in the tunnels under the Magic Kingdom, things like that?
You know, I think we only went in the tunnel, you know? I don't even know if we actually went in the tunnel. I think we might have, like, one time, but not, we didn't go in them. I seem to recall that it was still, even for us, and even as much as we got to see kind of quote unquote behind the scenes, we still didn't get to see that much. They still kept the Disney mystique up, if you will.
Right. That makes sense.
You know, so yeah. So it was, you know, I definitely felt like I was showing them, like I was vested in the Disney brand, you know, showing it to everybody. But I also felt really like a guest enjoying it.
That's
the whole time.
Awesome. That sounds so great.
It just sounds like the greatest job of all time.
It really was such a fun job.
We interviewed the voice of Goofy like a month ago, and this job sounds better than his job.
Absolutely.
You interviewed the voice of Goofy. That's awesome.
Yeah. So what was of the four parks and the two water parks, what was your favorite one to film in? Like, what did you get what was your favorite one to film in?
I got to say, the water parks, the day I got to swim with the sharks and do that whole thing. No, huge, massive fear of mine. I was like, I'm terrified.
I would sooner jump out of the plane than swim with the sharks.
Yeah, right? But it was like really fun. And that always stuck out to me in my memory was that.
You know what's funny? The section in the video where you guys discuss the water parks, like that always kind of stuck out in my mind because you guys really look like you're having a good time with that one.
Oh, I don't think I had a bad experience. Like there were harder days. And I think there was like one day where the dialogue was coming a little harder and it was a lot of work, all that dialogue, but it was just such a fun experience. It's like, okay, what are you doing tomorrow? Okay, we're going to ride this roller coaster. How many times? Okay, we're going to, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to eat there. It's like, what?
Was weather ever an issue?
No, it was gorgeous. Go Orlando. It was gorgeous the whole time.
Do you remember what month of the year you guys were filming in?
You know, I honestly don't remember.
Do you remember what season it was at least? Like, it wasn't like...
It was warm. It wasn't...
Well, it's always warm.
that's true. It wasn't proper, like, the height of summer, because I think they had to do it before the schools got out.
Right.
So my guess is it was probably somewhere around, like, the May time.
Okay.
So it was hot, but it wasn't, like, you know, boiling yet. And, you know, I think, like, the hardest problem was I had all that crazy curly hair, and I would, you know, sometimes, like, just making sure I looked like I wasn't sweating too much. But mm-hmm. otherwise, it was, like, I mean, I love Orlando summers. I love being as warm at night as I am during the day. I love wearing a little sundress and that's it. You know, you're good to go for day and night. Like, I absolutely love Orlando.
Awesome. Awesome. Our listeners gave us a few questions to ask you.
Yeah.
You know what? It's so funny. I got like a whole bunch of responses, but a lot of them like actually like through the course of just talking, we've answered already. But so Justin Little has an interesting question. He goes, have you gotten more people that recognize you from this or as Heather Mosby on How I Met Your Mother?
Oh my gosh, what a great question. You know, I think it's because my hair was so different. It was just my natural curly mm-hmm. hair, which I never wear it that way. So I get recognized from How I Met Your Mother more often.
Okay.
It also happened to be a network sitcom.
It also happened to be a massive network sitcom, but yeah.
Right. There is that.
Scott Farney wants to know if you still keep in contact with any of the other three.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like now I'm hearing their names. I'm like, oh my gosh, I should text them and see how they're doing. No, like I said, we did keep in touch for a while there. I mean, we had like a couple little reunions. It's just
I love hearing that.
Yeah, it was just, we just adored each other. But I think, you know, Dave lives, I think him and his family live, oh gosh, I don't remember what state. And then Stacy, I think, moved out of town. And I think Lukey, I think I ran into Lukey just a few years ago and he was doing great. But so I think he's here in LA. But yeah, we're all kind of scattered. And so we've kind of lost touch, but for no other reason other than just life. Mm-hmm. And I think if we'd been logistically closer, we would have stayed in better contact. We adored each other.
Oh, that's great. The Andrew Zona asks, and I don't know if you'll have an answer to this because it sounds like you hadn't seen many of the other planning videos. But he goes, he asked if you like how today's planning videos are produced. But I gather that you haven't seen any of the ones that are.
No, I haven't. I'm so sorry.
You know what? It's so odd because like they totally don't do it like the way you guys did it anymore. Now it's like you get like a shot of Cinderella Castle and you get the faceless narrator that's like, what is a wish? And then you get like random cast member being like, a wish is when you come into the parks and you say, I want to go on Splash Mountain, and then you go on Splash Mountain, and like it's just like. It's like that kind of stuff over and over. It's not like the fun that you guys see.
Yep.
Our professional opinion would be don't watch.
Yeah.
No. Videos.
What's funny, my friend Dana, who's like my big sister, is taking her honeymoon in Disney. And she just booked her trip tonight, actually. And she's trying to get her fiance excited. And I said, I'm going to send you the 2005 Walt Disney World planning video on YouTube. And she goes, oh, I found a 2016 one. I said, no, don't watch that. Watch the one from 11 years ago that's outdated that I'm going to send you.
Ignore all these prices, but enjoy the fun.
Yes, ignore the prices and most of what like, the shows are and stuff, and just enjoy the fun of it.
You know, the reason why I was able to give Kevin that one to borrow is I actually sent away for extras that year. I knew. I was like, they're not going to be able to do this. And it totally panned out. It's really been bad ever since. So I was like, wow, so happy that I got those.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's so cute that you did that.
And, you know, Pete's got, how old are the kids now, Pete?
My son just turned 11 yesterday, and my daughter is 7.
And
so.
they watch this video every year before going, right?
Oh yeah, this is like tradition.
No, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Stop. Please tell them I said hi.
Oh, I will.
And you know, a lot of our listeners like will say to me like, oh yeah, we watch that every year before going. Like, even though it's 11 years later, they will watch it every single year before they go because it gives you the sense of being in the parks when you can't be there. And I think that more than anything is what really speaks and resonates with Disney fans.
Oh, that makes me so happy. And it's so funny because you have no idea kind of ever what you're getting yourself into in my line of work. And so it's or the effect it's going to have. So when I got it, I was like, gosh, this is going to be fun. It was a dream. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't have known, you know, possibly have known that. And then to know that it's had this effect, you know, a decade later, it's just so awesome. I'm just so humbled. I'm like, thanks, you guys.
I mean, thank you, because, you know, like, honestly, that video, like, made Pete and I better friends. Like,
yeah,
we had bonded over it.
That was it.
Like, people for the audience that we have out there, you have this video pretty much to thank for Two Men and the Mouse, because
yeah, absolutely.
It's how, like, Pete and I bonded.
Oh my gosh.
I was just like a random customer in Pete's store that used to be like, so what do you think of this month's Spider-Man? And he'd be like, it's good, buy it. And
that actually is very accurate.
But then like once we like bonded over Disney and like, you know, and this kind and like this video and everything like that, it's what kind of brought us closer as friends and you know, became a really good friendship. So it you know, I mean, like, that's got to feel good for you knowing that this has a following you never even knew about.
Oh, it's such an honor, and it's totally like, I mean, it's hilarious and awesome to me. And like I said, so it's, I'm like, wow, thank you. I'm humbled.
Chris Whiteley asked, is there any change or addition to the Disney parks that has impressed you the most since 2005? I'll amend that to, is there anything that you've heard of that you're excited that you would want to go back to see? Like, have you, like...
I mean, I just want to go back just because I love, like, I've been to Disneyland in mm-hmm. that time. I've been to Disneyland a few times.
Right.
So, you know, I love the, do you guys do the light show at the end of the night? Like is it called World of Color?
We don't have World of Color over here. No, but
yeah, it's a Disneyland thing.
We're getting something very similar very soon in Animal Kingdom called Rivers of Light, which is going to be like, it's very
Ooh.
Much the same kind of thing. Also, they're building the Avatar Land over in Animal Kingdom right now. They're building Star Wars Land in Hollywood Studios, and they're building Toy Story Land in Hollywood Studios.
Oh, yeah. That's, I gotta say, as a big Star Wars fan, that's probably the one thing that I'm like, I'm so excited to go back and see all the Star Wars stuff. I'm like,
they're building that in Disneyland, too.
Oh, I know. I heard. We gotta go. It's, don't be mad at me for saying this, but I'm a massive Harry Potter fan.
Oh, no, so, I am too. Don't worry.
We are also.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. So, you know, that's what we did last time I was in Florida last year. We went to the Harry Potter Land, you know. And so now that we've done that, we'll balance the scales and go to Disney and see the Star Wars stuff.
Have you gone, you gone to the Harry Potter Land in LA yet that just opened?
No. And we're going. My sister wants to go as like part of her bachelorette, so we're going to be going in the next few weeks.
My friend Allie, who is one of my co-hosts on one of my other podcasts, the one that's more geek centric called Geek Watchtower, she actually works over at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in LA.
And no,
she, yeah, and she's like a Pink Ranger fanatic, so she would literally die if she saw you there.
I would love to talk to her if I mean, I don't know if she can like help us get in or anything, but like my sister just
I'm watched. Sure she would.
I would like be thrilled.
I'll ask her for you.
Do you like that? Totally shameless. Like, hey, by the way,
Hey, if she has magical pull, you got to use it.
She does. She does the. She helps people with the interactive wands, which I'm sure is a
yeah,
job.
It's very helpful.
Oh my gosh! Wait a minute. Does she do at the what's it called?
Ollivanders.
Yes.
She does, I believe, yeah.
I know. If she does the part, I think she does. It's like when you go in and they do this whole explanation yeah. and they... Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yeah, no,
she
does
that.
Well, if you come on Geek Watchtower with us, you'll meet her there, so...
Beautiful, I'd love to.
Like how I slipped that one in there.
I know, look, you and I both, that makes me feel better about me shamelessly going, hey... I'd love to talk to her about Universal.
Yeah, it's, you know, like, I guess finally what I wanted to ask, like, do you have anything upcoming that our listeners can follow or like social media plugs or anything like that? I know you said you had just filmed a couple movies that are coming out.
Yes. Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having me and asking that, but also, and to all my fans of the video, I'm just so humbled. Thank you. It's like, I really never know where my fans are coming from, but I'm so grateful. And yes, please, all about it. Please find me on social media. Karen Shee, who is the most amazing woman, she runs my Facebook. She's also really, really become like me and my fiance is one of our dearest friends. Mm-hmm. She introduced us. So we are cute. Like forever. Isn't that so cute? She's amazing.
She's the one that I spoke to book the interview, right?
Exactly. Oh, exactly. She runs
so
my Facebook.
She's so attentive and so wonderful.
She's incredible. She's an incredible human. I'm forever in her debt. So she runs my Facebook brilliantly. So I recommend people finding me on Facebook. I think it's Erin Cahill Official. Mm-hmm. And then on Twitter, I think it's like Erin J. Cahill. It'll say it on my Facebook too. But then on my Instagram, it's EJ Cahill, which is EJCAHILL. And yeah, please find me on social media. The Twitter and Facebook, I'm not as good at. Karen's amazing. She updates them all the time. Mm. I run my Instagram though. So that's super fun. Cause I'll just kind of throw stuff on there. And, so yeah. And then as far as stuff coming up, yeah, I have 3 movies coming out this year. One of them is it's about a family with Alzheimer's. It's called It Snows All the Time. And it's got Taryn Manning and Leslie Ann Warren and Brett Cullen. And I'm part of the family in that one. And so that was really, really fun. And then another one is coming out called, it just actually had its world premiere at the Vail Film Festival. And I'm one of the leads of that one. And it's called Cut to the Chase. And that one's a thriller. And that's got me and Blaine Weaver and Lindy Greenwood, who's on Sleepy Hollow. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. This actor who's just brilliant. You guys would totally know who he is. And why can't I remember his name? He's an older actor. Okay, it's going to come back to me and then I'll tell you. And then I've got the other one coming out that I've done is called The Raven's Watch. And I just finished that in December, and that's from Mar Vista Studios. And me and Eddie Gathegi, who was in Twilight and X-Men, and he's the current bad guy on the Blacklist. We're the two leads of it. And that's a thriller. And that is, I'm really proud of, I'm really proud of all of them, honestly. So, Lance Henriksen.
Wow, yeah.
Very nice.
A Cut to the Chase, yes. So if you get a chance, like, you know, keep your eye out for those 3 movies. And then I just finished one. I just got back from Tokyo in February. Ooh. Finishing something. I can't say what it is, but...
Okay.
Are you guys video gamers at all?
I am.
Of course.
Okay. You'll be happy with that project. I can't say what, but it's something... It's a big franchise. Video game franchise.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Did you guys know I did Call of Duty?
I knew that. Yeah, like doing my. I didn't know that before. Yeah. Like I started doing research for the interview, but like, yeah, like I just found that out.
Yeah. I know. I always, whenever people say they're gamers, I'm like, I got to do that. With that, that was a blast. But yeah, the one coming out. Oh, I really want. Oh my gosh, you guys!
Is it something that I'm going to want to have you on Watchtower for?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Right. Oh, and I had, I can definitely get one of the other guys from the project because it's one of my best friends.
Oh, awesome.
So,
as soon as you're allowed to talk about it, let me know.
I know. I'm dying to tell you because you'll be like, it's very cool.
My mind is like racing. Like if
it's
Mass Effect, I'll literally die. But.
It's not. I can tell you that it's not Mass Effect.
Okay.
You can keep living, Kevin.
All right, good. I don't have to die. Okay.
Don't die!
Last thing real quick I wanted to ask. Do you have a favorite Disney resort that you've stayed at?
I mean, you know, it's so funny. The Swan is so nostalgic for me, and it's such good memories. I mean, I think it has to be the Swan, but I always wanted to stay, you guys, at the Animal One.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
What is it?
Yeah, Animal Kingdom Lodge.
I always wanted to stay there.
My girlfriend stayed there recently, and she had, you know, giraffes outside her window. It's just absolutely breathtaking.
I just cannot even handle it.
Do you have a favorite Disney restaurant?
Okay, listen. I this is going to be silly, but the Rainforest Cafe, but just because it was, like, again, nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
for me and my family. And there was another one. I mean, I know it's like a franchise, and there was another one in, where was it? I was doing an appearance in Kentucky, and I heard that there was one there, and I was like, guys, we have to go eat there. And they were like, what? And I was like, no, I know. None of us are children, but we have to go eat at the restaurant.
I like how you said Rainforest Cafe and then felt you immediately had to justify yourself.
Just because it's like, it's, you know, I don't know that it's the top of the culinary, you know, food chain, but it's just like, I just think it's the most fun.
Have you seen the one in Downtown Disney?
It's a giant volcano. What?
It's a giant volcano that actually like spits fire into the air, and they have like a lighting effect where it looks like lava runs down the side.
Okay, see, I think that's so cool. Like, I love the fact that they make it, they have like thunderstorms inside when you're eating,
mm-hmm.
you know, and monkey sound effects. And I'm just obsessed with like anything like that. That's why I like the Safari Hotel, like and if you nature.
Like,
ugh.
And if you like Rainforest Cafe, you should try T-Rex in Downtown Disney. It's like by the same people, but it's dinosaurs.
Okay. We have to keep in touch over email, because I'm coming in November,
I'll be your tour guide. I'm good at that.
Yes, thank you. Woo-hoo!
All of my friends that come into town get Kevin the tour guide. Okay, and also, do you have a favorite Disney snack, like whether it's churros or a turkey leg or a Mickey bar or anything like that?
Ooh! Oh my gosh, you guys! I'm such an eater. I love all the food. I don't think so. I'm trying to remember if there's anything like special I get when I'm there. I just eat it all. Anytime there's like any kind of a cart or anything that I can stop at, or any little stand, or, gosh, yeah, no, I'm boring. I'm a massive fan of popcorn.
Popcorn in Disney World is wonderful because you can get them in souvenir buckets that are awesome. Like I have a Mickey as a Christmas elf. I have a Boba Fett Stein from there and like things like that. So they're really good at like even making popcorn seem awesome.
Oh, everything. The last time I went to Disneyland in LA, I think I spent so much time in the Star Wars section of the store and just bought everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. I like Disney Christmas ornaments. I love it. I love it.
Now, finally, do you have a favorite Disney attraction?
You know, I mean, I'm just such a fan of it overall. I would say that I think I see. I love roller coasters, so things right. like Space Mountain and like the. It's just like that's I'm a roller coaster girl. So I'd say probably like all the roller coasters, but Space Mountain probably.
Fantastic.
It's just epic.
Awesome. Classic never dies.
I gotta say, it's classic, right?
Yeah.
But I gotta say, I loved, and I haven't done it in years, so I have to take my fiance, he's never done this. Mm-hmm. I love going around Epcot and trying all the little foods from different like, I mean, you got to zero in on like two or three because you get too full.
Right.
But I love like going and trying new things at that because I'm such a traveler and it's like a little piece of traveling. I just absolutely love it.
You totally need to do Food and Wine Festival then because they set up kiosks around World Showcase and you literally just walk up and they're like sample sizes and they're cheap. They're like $5, $6. And
no!
Yeah, and you can just literally just sample your way around World Showcase.
You guys, when is this magical time?
It's from September through, I think it extends into November this year. I'll get you
the dates. It's like mid-November.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, please let me know. Freak out. I would freak out.
Stick with me, Aaron. I'll show you how to do this right.
Stick with me, kid.
Okay, so that's about it. I mean, that's about everything. Thank you so much for you. It's been an absolute delight talking to you.
Like, yeah, you're the best, Aaron.
Oh, guys, thank you so much. I'm a massive hugger. So when we meet in person, Pete, I don't know when I'll meet you, but Kevin, in November, prepare yourself. I'm like a bear hugger. So just thank you for having me. And you guys have been absolutely wonderful. And to everybody listening, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Pete, what an awesome interview. What a great lady.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Was she not like the biggest delight we've ever had on this show?
Yeah, she was exactly what we expected.
And you know what? The most wonderful thing about her is that she is every bit as kind and nice and sweet as she seemed on that video.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, like, like sometimes you meet someone that you're like a fan of in like on like TV or movies or something like that, and they end up like disappointing you. And she just like exceeded every expectation.
Yeah, this was not that.
Completely and utterly exceeded. What a wonderful person. So that you got anything else this week?
I don't think I can top that.
Yeah, definitely not. I do want to announce, we're trying to do more interviews on the show. We've interviewed Cal David, the voice of Sunny Eclipse. We've done Bill Farmer, the voice of Goofy. We just had Aaron Cahill on today, obviously. And I do have some information on the next person that we're scheduling currently. This is I would call him, like, he's not an official Disney legend or anything, but like he's been performing in Walt Disney World for over 20 years. The next guest which will probably be next month. Is going to be Yeehaw Bob Jackson, that performs every week at the Disney's Port Orleans Riverside Resort.
And that's pretty exciting.
I had a chance to catch Bob's show recently, and it was absolutely amazing, and I had to walk up to him after the show and just ask him to come on, because, I mean, this guy does so much with it just by himself. So that's going to be good. Look for more information on that interview coming up sometime within the next month, and... yeah, so ready to pop out for this week?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, well, that's going to do it for Two Men in the Mouse this week, folks. Thank you so much. And I gave you the energetic closing. See, Pete, I still have it in me.
I know you do.
People think I'm jaded now, but I'm really not. Folks, please give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Two Men in the Mouse. We're on Twitter at Two Men in the Mouse. Instagram at White Dragon PN. And also you can find, you can join in the discussion with us and all of our wonderful friends from around the world in our Facebook discussion group, which actually now has a URL that links right to it. You can just go to twomenandthemouse.club and that'll take you right to the discussion group. Also, folks, please check out passholder.club for all of your Disney news, your Universal news, SeaWorld news, general Orlando news. You can check us out at www.passholder.club or check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/passholderclub. Or, that will be joinpassholder.club. So, if you love our good friend Peter Mandel and his great comic book store, Rogue Comics, in Cranford, New Jersey, look him up at 105 North Union Avenue in Cranford, New Jersey, 07016, or check out roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. If you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Adventures by Disney, any Disney resort throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please look up our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. You can always find Dave on Facebook as Magical Travel Dave, or email him dave@magicaltravel.com. And also, folks, if you are going to be renting a stroller or crib in Walt Disney World, check out our good friends over at Kingdom Strollers. You can find them at kingdomstrollers.com. They will save you upwards of 50% on stroller rentals as opposed to park rented strollers. Also, for all your recipe needs, wow, your dinner guests at your next party, you can check out thecookandwookie.com. That's thecookinwookie.com. And of course, folks, for me as well, the second edit of my novel, Rocinante, is done. My fantasy action adventure novel that will be coming out later this month. So the final edit is done, Peter Mandel. We're just giving it the final once over, and it goes to the formatter actually tomorrow.
You must be so excited.
I am so super duper excited for that. So pre-order information will be available soon. Check that out at Facebook at facebook.com/KevinJKessler author, or check out authorkevinjkessler.com, and I'm on Twitter at KevinJKessler. Okay, so that does it for another week. Pete, any closing words?
Great show as always.
Okay. All right. So please, folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives. We will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.